Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigouet to talk about property tax credits and updates within the Marion County Treasurer's Department. Well, Michaela, always good to catch up with you here at the Marion County Treasurer's Office as we talk about updates within the department, specifically today talking about elderly and disabled tax credit and another credit as well. But let's just start off conversation. Give us a background on, for those that don't know, what is the elderly and disabled credit and how does somebody get it?
So the elderly and disabled tax credit, it's been available for several years, but it's really important. It's something you must file for every year. And there are actually two credits that are available on one form. First is the 65 and older credit. So you must be age 65 or over age 18 and 100% disabled. And you can qualify for a credit on your property taxes up to $1,000. Couple things really important. The name of the qualified claimant must be on the deed to the property. So if you're filling out the form, your name has to be on the deed. You must live there, so you should have homestead credit on that property. If you do not have homestead credit on your property, you'll want to contact the assessor's office to get that. And the most important thing is there are income guidelines that are listed on the form. So you cannot, for the 65 and over credit, you cannot have a household income of more than $26,895. And we get this question a lot. That's all income combined. That's not just Social Security income. Also, another really, really important point is that to get this credit, you must fill out the form every year and turn it in to us by June 1st. So we're already at the beginning of May. Time is ticking. You've only got a few weeks. If you need one, you can go out to our website at MarionCountyTreasurer.gov. Or you can go directly to the Department of Revenue's, Iowa Department of Revenue's website. We have them in our office. You can stop by. You can call us. We're happy to get them to you.
Yeah, and also, Michaela, can you kind of talk about what the other credit is? You know, that was kind of just added a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so the 65 plus credit has been around for a lot of years. Of all the years I think I've been in the treasurer's office. The 70 credit was added a couple years ago, and it works a lot differently. So if you're over age 70, you may qualify for what we kind of loosely call a tax-based freeze. So this is not dollars off of your taxes like the 65 plus credit. The income guidelines are structured way differently for the 70 plus credit because they're not based, because they are based on the number of household members, but the income guideline amounts are higher. So for example, a household of one can make up to $39,125. A household of two people can make up to $52,875. Those income guidelines are available on our website, again, MarionCountyIowa.gov, or you're welcome to give us a call. But the thing about the 70 plus credit is it's you don't get to see that benefit immediately. It usually takes a few years to make enough of a difference on your tax statement, but it does. The form works the same as the 65 plus credit, so you have to make sure that you fill it out every year or you could lose either one of these credits. But in the 70 plus, you have to start all over again.
Well, Michaela, too, they're also, you know, for those that don't know, also a mobile home aspect of this. You know, we've talked about it in this past, but kind of give us some details about the mobile home side of things.
Yeah, and I would really like to get the word out to mobile home park owners more than what we have been able to in the past. You know, we've really tried to reach out to our local mobile home parks in Marion County and other resources that maybe can reach people in need. I just don't feel like we've been as successful as we could be. But the mobile home park credit is based on the age of your mobile home. You can get 100% of your taxes taken care of if you qualify. The income guideline is the same as the 65 plus credit. So if your income is less than $26,895 per year, you can qualify. And the big difference is that you don't have to be over 65 or 100% disabled. You just have to be over age 23 to qualify and own the mobile home that you live in. So that could really benefit a lot of people.
Also, Mikhail, just, you know, people have general questions on where they can access these forms, fill this out, or if they have questions or want more information on kind of what we're discussing here today, how do they go about getting the form or getting in contact with you guys?
Sure. Always our website, great source of information, MarionCountyIowa.gov. But you're welcome to stop by the office, give us a call anytime, 641-828-2202.
And Michaela, kind of before we close, I know we just recently, probably a month or so ago, talked about property tax deadline that has now passed for this most recent deadline. Property taxes in general, as we go throughout the summer, when should people start paying attention and start, you know, becoming aware of our next big property tax deadline?
Yeah, well, deadlines are coming up. So right now, the process that we're in, we just sent out delinquent notices today. So if you did not pay your property taxes up to date in March, you're probably going to be getting a letter from my office within the next few days. You'll want to get those paid as soon as possible. We'll publish any delinquent taxes in the paper by the end of May, and any taxes that remain unpaid will go to the annual tax sale the third Monday in June. Then we'll wrap up our tax year in July, start getting ready for next year's tax statements, and those will go out again in August.
Thanks to Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigouet for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at knia.careless.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.